Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Motzei Shabbos Shir, Parshas Vayetze, that we learned this morning. We know that the Yaakov Avinu, upon coming to the area of Charan, sees Rachel by the well. He falls in love with Rachel, he wants to marry her, and he agrees to work for Rachel's father, Lavan, for 7 years. Right, as the pasuk says in the first source, Parakov Tes Pasuk Yurches, Vayehav Yaakov is Rachel, Vayomer Evodcha Sheva Shonim Rachel Bitchaktana. I'd like to work for you. I'll work for 7 years for the sake of being able to marry Rachel. And Pasuk Yutes, Vayomer Lavan Tov Titiya Solach. Good, I'll give you. I'd rather give it to you than to some other stam person. So stay here. And then after the period of time of his work is over, and Pasuk Chav Hey, still in source one, and Parakov Tes Vayiva Boker. We all know, Lavan pulled off a switch, and the next morning, Behinehi Leah. Turns out it was Leah, and Yaakov confronts Lavan. Vayomer Lavan Mazoso, Sicily, what are you doing here? What did you do to me? Hello, Rachel, I work for Rachel, and Lomar Risani, why have you deceived me? Why did you trick me? And Lavan responds in Parakov Tes Pasuk Chavav, the last pasuk in number one. Vayomer Lavan Lo Yeosachen Bim Komenu Lo Seis Hatziira Lifnei Bechira. Around here, that's not our practice. We don't give over the younger child to marriage before the older. We don't let the tzira, the younger one, get married before the older one. It's interesting in the Sefer Nachal Kedumim, which is from the Chidor, he quotes at Tzedal Derech here in Parshas Vayetze in the Nos Yud, in the source number two, that this statement was a bit of a shtoch, a dig at Yaakov, because Yaakov, we know the whole story, right? He was born second after Esav, but he took the Bechor and he took the Brocha. So basically what Lavan was saying to him was, well, I don't know about where you come from, but around here, the older one is the older one and the younger one's the younger one. We don't mix things up, you know? That's what he means. Lo yeasachein bim komenu, around here. Ramaz lo inyan ha-Bechor va-Brocha is not like Esav shugadol. And he says, around here, we don't do those type of deeds. Shato hatzoyer v'dochisa b'chor, lo yasekein b'chana. You swindled things, you worked things out to take the b'chor from your brother. That may be a very nice practice where you come from, but around here, that's not the way we do things. M'komenu, lo yaseh lo seis hatzil f'nei b'chir. It was a dig at Yaakov. The question I'd like to look at this evening, my younger sibling married before an older sibling, is there any halachic import to this statement made by Lavan? Who says we don't let the younger one marry before the older one. After all, a Lavan Harasha, Lavan is certainly one of the great villains of the Torah. You know, Tabikesh Yovan Lakor Sakol and Chon, and so on, like we say in the Haggadah. So Lavan is not exactly a great hero, so why would we care about some comment that he made? On the other hand, even though he was a villain, doesn't mean that absolutely everything he ever did and said was wrong or no good or bad. So maybe there is some point, and especially we can wonder whether Yaakov ultimately agreed. The Sforno here in Parshas Vayetze, Perachov Tes, of Reish the Pasuk Yurches, when he says, Bidchak Tana, Kitog Zayin Shon, Ata Izor Metuchal Ben Kach Lasia Gedola. That's why he worked for 7 years first, perhaps, because Leah wasn't married yet, but he figured during those 7 years, Leah's old and Rachel should get married too to somebody else, and then they'll be able to marry Rachel, right? And therefore, according to this approach, the Sforno suggests, Yaakov, you know, actually didn't disagree. He wasn't looking to marry the younger one before the older one. Let's remember, he's making this deal to work for 7 years. He figured during those 7 years, Miss Tomish, the older daughter, Leo, married somebody else, and then he can everything keep in the right order. What Sforno seems to be saying is that the Lavan statement, Lo yasachein bim komenu, was not disagreed to by Yaakov. He did, but when it came down to it, look in the second Sforno there, Pasuk Chavav, I'm going to lo hinichuni anshe amokom lekayim dvori. Okay, I made an agreement with you, but the people, it was the minig amokom, the people around here didn't let me do it. The Netziv says similarly in the Hamik Dover here in Parshas Vayetze, in Parakov Tes, Pasuk Yutes, okay, misiti oso leisha acher, bir shalo come over to Yaakov, shid mena oso miyad leisha. It's not that he's going to get married to her right away, and then work for 7 years, like happened the second time, right, after the trick, so then he let him marry Rachel right away, and then work the 7 years. No. He was waiting until he was ready to give her to marry to somebody else. That's the pshat in Pasuk, when it says Tov Titi Osol Loch Misiti Osol Ishacher, meaning when she's of age to marry to somebody else, I may as well give her to marry you and so on. Okay, but and that's what Pasuk Chavav the Netziv says. That's what he meant. Shabidvara Mititi Osol Ishacher Lo Kivim Mishul Shiktana, not because she was little. It wasn't that I was letting her marry. Not letting her marry because she's too young. But because he was, as if he was, Lavan was basically saying, I implied this in the very beginning. Yaakov asks, "Would you trick me?" And Laban basically says, "No, no, I had this we had all along, and there was no deceit and no trickery whatsoever, because I simply can't marry off the young woman for the older one." Okay, but again, la halacha, do we have such a concept? Is there any halachic import to what Esav says? Not Esav, what Laban says, and so on. So there is a statement in one of the Rishonim, the Rashbam, based on a sugya in Baba Basra, which relates to the Benos Tzlofchad. Remember from Parshas Pinchas in the fifth source, Bamidbar Perch of Zion, Pasuk Aleph, right? There's a gentleman by the name of Tzlofchad who dies in the Midbar, and he leaves over only daughters and no sons. And the whole question about Yerusha, who's going to get the inheritance. So the daughters of Tzlofchad who approach Moshe Rabbeinu are identified by name in Perch of Zion, Bamidbar Pasuk Aleph, source 5. Atikravna ben Nos Tzlofchad ben Chevron Gil ben Asher, Mishpanos ben Asher ben Yosef, Elish Mos ben Asav. Here are their names: Machla, Noah, Chogla, Milka, and Sirtza. Those are the five girls. Okay. Rashi right away points out there in Parshas Pinchas, Bamidbar Perchov Zion, Pasuk Aleph. He says, you look a little later in the Chumash, I printed here in source 7 in Parshas Maaseh, when they are identified yet again. Okay. This time another inheritance matter in terms of the tribe. The order of the girls are different. In Parak Lamed Vav of Bamidbar Pasuk Aleph 7, it says, Vatiena, Machla, Sirtza, Chogla, Milka, and Noah. Okay. The order is different. But also, right, that says that they got married to the relatives of theirs within the same shevet. So Rashi wonders, look back in 6, why in one Parshas Pinchas they mention one order, and in Parshas Maaseh they mention a different order. So Rashi says, Magid Shekul and Shkulos Kazu. They're all equal. No one is greater than the other. And that's why they switch the order. But in Parshas Maaseh, there in Parak Lamed Rav, Pasuk Yud Alef, Rashi said a little differently. Machlos, it's a kan mina'an lefig dulason. Zumizu Bishonin. Here in Parshas Maaseh, they're listed in age order. In age order. Okay? Keseda Toldosan, right? Their chronological age. But the other pasuk was in terms of their wisdom, their intelligence, their relative greatness, and so on. It's saying they're all kind of equal and so on. They each have milas and chesronos and whatever else. But what Rashi is hinting at is that, at least according to this Rashi in Parshas Maaseh, the actual age order of the five daughters of Tzlofchad is the order that they're found in they're presented in Parshas Maaseh, as opposed to Parshas Pinchas. So this is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra 9, Daf Kuf Chaf Med Aleph. 9. Lahalan Minah, because of Derek Dulason. There, in Parshas Maaseh, they're listed in order of age. Vekan Derek Chachmoson. Here, in Parshas Pinchas, in the order of their wisdom. Misayale Derb Ami, to learn the din from him. The Amar Ami Yeshiva Halecha Chachmo, Misiba Halecha Chazikna. When you're seating people for a scholarly get together, yeshiva doesn't mean a yeshiva we learn, but some sort of a Bezdin type of thing. You seat people in order of their wisdom. That the more prominent space is given to the bigger, or the more prominent seat is given to the bigger Talmud Chacham. However, in some kind of a party, then you mechabit people based on their age. So the Rashbam there in Baba Basra, we don't have Rashi in that part of Baba Basra on the side of the page. We have his grandson, the Rashbam. So in source 10, Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, Rashbam writes, Lahalan Kishenisu Kishenisu Beno Tzlofchad. Rashbam points out that in Parshas Maaseh, it's talking about them getting married. Look back at the pasuk in the source 7. Vatiena Machlo Sirtza Chogla Milka Beno Tzlofchad Livnei Dodei Hanlin Nashim. That they married their cousins of theirs, relatives of theirs from the same shevet. Okay, so they're talking about the marriage. So the Rashbam says Kishenisu Beno Tzlofchad Mina Kasa Derek Dulosam. When they're getting married, it mentions them in the age of their chronological age, right? Why? Because and I quotes the pasuk which we just said, and he says, "Umistaber de kach noldu mistomer." That's the age order, says the Rashbam. Kidiksev, what do you know? The Rashbam quotes our pasuk here in Parshas Vayetzei. Kidiksev, lo yeasa kain bimkamenu lo se satzeira lefnebechira. Since in our parsha it says you don't let the younger one marry before the older one, so when it lists that the daughters of Tzlofchad got married, and it tells the order that when they got married, that must therefore be their chronological order. So you see, their age, their actual age. Okay, so according to that Rashbam, based on this pasuk here in Parshas Vayetzei, it's actually a halacha. And the Benos Tzlofchad observed that halacha. They got married in order, the older one first, then the second one down to the fifth one, and so on. However, Rekan, the next Rashbam, when they talked to Moshe initially, that was their chachmasan, because they're approaching Moshe Rabbeinu with a shaila. So then they're chachmasan. And the din we learn from there is be yeshiva, it's still being in Rashi in 10, bein din, some sort of bein b'din, bein l'shar yeshiva shel Torah, then meshiva nasach chacham lemalam in azokin. A bigger talmid chacham gets a more prominent seat than even someone older. And then he goes on to say, based on the Gemara, it has to be a real prominent talmid chacham. You know, it has to be a person that's outstanding and not stam a chacham. Okay, this guy's a little bit of more of a talmid chacham. Not so. All right, but mesiba. Look at the last rashbam. But mesiba show mishta. Okay, some kind of a party or get together, which is not it's not a shiva shel Torah or bezin meeting and so on. Then who are dealing nisuin or for nisuin, then you do it in age order. So, and the Rosh in Kiddushin Perak Aleph Siman Nun Dalet quotes this Rashbam. I didn't quote the whole Rosh; it's long. You can look it up there in Kiddushin Perak Aleph Siman Nun Dalet. He quotes this Rashbam. Both apparently concerned or accepting this statement of Lavan as having halachic import. You don't let the older one marry before the young. I'm sorry, the younger one marry before the older one, and that's why the Benos Tzofchar are listed in a different order in Parashas Maaseh, because that's their age order, and that's mistama the age they got married in. So that's one sugya that implies that we do take, at least according to Rashbam and Rosh's understanding, that we do take this notion seriously. There is another Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph Source 12 Itmar Kiddushin Shein Misurin Labia. You have Kiddushin, but it's not possible to sort of what we call today, consummate the marriage. Is that a valid Kiddushin? So that's a famous machokas, Abai and Rava. Abai Amar Havi Kiddushin, Rava Amar Lovi Kiddushin. What's the case? So Rashi there says in Kiddushin, Nun Aleph and Aleph, 13, Itmar, Kiddushin She'ein Mesun Habiyah. For example, Kidesh Achas Mishtei Achayos. This is one of these unusual cases in Gemara where somebody is Mekadesh, one of two sisters, but it's not clear which one he's betrothing. So now, Ain Yocho Lisa Achas, man. Well, now he can't be with either one of them because we're not sure which one the Kesef Kedushin was supposed to go to, and the other one is going to be Achos Ishto, which is one of the Arayas, right? The sister of your wife is one of the Arayas. So now they're stuck. Okay, so Machokas Abai and Rabba, whether such Kedushin is valid or not. Abai says it is valid. Rabba says it's not valid. The Miri explains over there in Kedushin and Alfa Rab what Abai means. Kedushin Shem Misun will be a Kvar Biyarno Shem Kedushin Latzvicham Get. It's not that he's going to marry, not going to be able to marry. You don't have, they have to give a get, is the point. Okay, the Kedushin is considered valid and will need a get to break it up. And Alfa Pish Necho by Rabba. Rabba says the whole thing's worthless. Even though it's Machokas Abai and Rabba, this is one of the places Zuhi Achas Me'osim Shalocha Bahem Kabaye. This is one of the six places where the Locha is like Abaye. That's how the Gemara there in Kedushin, if they're going back and forth, the Sukkah starts on Nun Aleph Mun Aleph, on Nun Bezim Mun Aleph, in 15. The Gemara says, V'hilchus HaKavos HaDabai B'Yaal Kigam, the famous Yaal Kigam, Yud Ayin Lamed Kuf Gimel Mem. Each one of these is a simon for a different machlokas Abai and Rava. And generally speaking, when it's a machlokas Abai and Rava, we paskin like Rava against Abai. And there are many machlokasim Abai and Rava throughout Shas. But there are six famous exceptions. I guess probably the Yud is the first one, the most famous one. Yeush Shalom Midas, right? The people have studied the second perk of Bav Metziah. The Lachas like Rava. So Rashi explains what each one stands for. Eight is had to do with some eight zomim, other things, and the Kuf. Okay, the fourth one is this one, Kiddushin Shalonim Surabiyah. That's the sixth, that's the fourth of the six things where we're passing like Abaye. Okay, good. So I'm not that interested right now in all the details of that sugya. However, Tosus there in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, source number 17, Diva Maskel V'Hilchus HaKavasa D'Abaye B'Yal Kigam. Okay, and this is one of them. So tell the story. Maisa Bol Ifnei Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam once had a shiloh. Bivno Sharab Rabbeinu Osher Halevi Shekidesh Bas Osher Echad V'Amar Bitcha Mikudeshesli. We made an arrangement with a man to betroth his daughter, but he said Stom Evelo Priyesh Plonis Bitcha. He didn't identify which daughter by name, so he knew what she had in mind, but he didn't say it. So V'Amar Rabbeinu Tam the Mikudeshes, the kiddushin is valid. Paskin Rabbeinu Tam in this case. V'Lo Meboy Im Shidech Ba'achas M'Beshem Achakach Kidsho Stam. And not only if, you know, it was clear from a previous discussion, from other circumstances, which one he's referring to, that for sure that died to the Hachi Gitcha, El Afil Lo Shidich B'Shem, even though there was no previous discussion about the Shidich with her, El Shinis Ratzu B'Ped, it was a verbal agreement for Omar Plunisa Etein Lecha, he had said, I'll let you marry this daughter, Yeshalom Omar, that died to the Hachi Kaddish, the Sheris Yisrael Yasu Avlo V'Yadabru Chozov. We don't have to suspect people of doing these funny things. Obviously, which one you had in mind is clear. The Ode, he says, Afil lo pirish nami. afilu bepeh, even if there was no mention of the name at all, look what the Rebbeinu Tam writes, yesh lanu lomar de kiddush hagadola. Mistoma, he had in mind the older daughter. Mishum, and look what Rebbeinu Tam quotes, the lo yeosa came in komeinu. Again, our pasuk here in Parshas Vayetze, that's the concern of Lovin. So therefore, Rebbeinu Tam paskin that this kiddushin is valid with the older daughter, because Mistoma, that's the one he had in mind. The younger one wasn't married. And we have a concept that you marry off the older one before the younger one. Yeah.
Taking questions?
Yeah.
Why would we think this is any? I guess you're getting over there. Why would we think this is any other than minog and that?
Okay, and a hanami. But I'm saying you're right, and we'll see. Many people claim that, but I'm just showing you the Rashbam took it very seriously, and the Rabbeinu Tam also does.
That question goes to Rashbam also.
Yeah, and a hanami. I mean, it's a good question. Certainly not the way we would, and especially the way it's presented in the parsha. Lo'esa came bimkomenu. You know, it's our minig. It's okay, but I'm just showing you that the great Balei HaTosfos, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam took it seriously. Now on the spot,
the question I texted you.
Yeah, no, it's correct. You know, you have to know a little bit about ancient culture, but
more than a little, you have to know this detail.
Yeah, but again, Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam, nonetheless, we're comfortable.
They'd agree with
halacha from here, is what I'm pointing out. Now, the fact is, one of the other Balei Tosfos, Harav Rabbeinu Menachem Miyuni, Nechokal, disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam on this. This is no different than the case in the Gemara. And he says, because Rabbeinu Tam was right, that the Kedushin is valid with the oldest daughter, so that comes out not like Abaye, not like a Rava. Okay? Because the Ha'afilu La'abaye, the Omar Havi Kedushin, Lo Amrina El'atricha Get, like we just saw in Amiri, right? This Rabbeinu Menachem says, what are you talking about? If even according to Abaye, according to Rava, the Kedushin is not even valid. Why is this any different? And even according to Abaye, the Kedushin is valid, but it's only valid insofar as acquiring a Get, but not in terms of that the marriage, we're going to just assume that it was the oldest one. And it says, the end, Va'af Rabbeinu Tam Chozer Bo V'lo Avar Uvda. Rabbeinu Tam, Lo Halacha L'maisa, was hesitant, and therefore he didn't do it. But anyway, we have two sugyas, one in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chof and one in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, which both seem to indicate, at least according to the way some prominent Rishonim are learning, is that we take this notion of the older one should marry before the young one very seriously with halachic import. On the other hand, there was another sugya a little later in Kedushin, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, source 18. The Mishnah says, HaMekadesh is Bito Stam, a man says he's marrying off his daughter, marries off to somebody, and without specifying, stamin, ein habogros bichlal. Bogeris means a girl who's above a certain age, okay, over whom the father no longer has an independent right to marry her off, okay? As Rashi says there in Kedushin Samach Dalet Beis 19, hamekadesh bito stam, biti mikudeshes chavalo pirsh ezamehem. So ein habogeris bichlal, umuteris lechol adam. The bogeris can marry somebody else. She was definitely not included in here. They ain't tzricha get mizesh. She won't need to get from this one. We should ain't a brishusa of the katra. Your bulgaris means older already. It passed the age of 12 and a half and so on, whatever the details are. But it's not up to the father anymore. Therefore, couldn't mean that. So the Gemara asks on Daf Samach Dalet Beis, is not obvious and so on. The father no longer has the rights. So in source 20, Hochamai Skin is Shavise Shliach. Okay. She had the older one had appointed the father shliach mao the same kimikaba kedusha adai to dirak kamikaba kamash no lo shavik inish midi isle hanominei but avid midi less hanominei. The Gemara says even though the older one may have authorized the father to accept the kesef kedushin, but still he gets no hana out of it. It goes to her as opposed to the kedushin when the child's younger. So therefore we still assume he doesn't mean that the bogeris. And the Gemara says at the end, if you have to ask, what do you mean? Milo askina and the amalek kiddush alacha. What if she said you can keep the money and so on? Afilo hachi lo shavak inish mitzvah de rami alei v'avid mitzvah de lo rami alei. A person will tend first to do what's his obligation, okay, and not what's not his obligation. The person will first take it, and his obligation is no longer vis-a-vis the bulgaris. The bulgaris, the one who's older, but rather the younger one. That's the sugya over there. The Rambam and the Gemara actually quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I've said the Gemara quotes Rashi quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which says that it's look at the last Rashi in 21 on Kedushin Samach Dalet Beis. Umeshani in Rafilo Hachi Lo Shavik Inish Bito Ktana. The Ram Yalei Lahasiya Mitzi Yalav. It's his mitzvah to marry off the younger daughter. Quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Parakov Test Pasuk 22. Kichu Nashim Alidu Bonim Vanos Ukul of Nechem Nashim Es Panosechem Tenu Lanashim. Now give over your daughters. It's his obligation. Okay, why they picked that pasuk, a different issue. But anyway, that's the pasuk Rashi identifies, and therefore it's his responsibility. Okay? And the other case, he was just stam a shliach. The older daughter asked to take care of it, but it's not his mitzvah. So that's the sugya over there. And that's how we paskin, the Rambam paskins, Hilchus Ishus Perek Tes Halacha Ches, 23. Ubas Bogeris, an older daughter, Vinosna Bogeris, Rishusa Kacha, even if the older one gave him Rishus to bring about the Kiddushin, Vikidesh Bito Stamle Echad, and he married off, he was Mekadesh, accepted the Kiddushin of one of his daughters without specifying, Ein HaBogeris Bechlau. Okay, the Bogeris is not included in the mix, Ad Shifarj, I'm a Bito Bogeris, unless he specified that it's my older daughter. Okay, Lefichach Ein HaBogeris Mekudeshes, Vachosa Mekudeshes. And that's how he passed in Shulchan Aruch as well. Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Zion Sif Tezvav. Hamekadesh Bito Stam, O Shomalach Achas Mirusecha Mekudeshes Li, Ein HaBogeres Bechlau, Afilu Nosno Shus Lekabe Kedushev Ishiach Kesef Shalom. Under no circumstance, the Bogeres is not included. The Taz, there in Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Zion Sif Kotten Yud Dalet, 25, writes, it explains what the Gemara says. The Lo Shavik Inish Mitzvah, the Ramiele, the Hainu Alasiya Osa. He's not going to push aside his mitzvah, which is actually a mitzvah based on Pasuk Yirmiyahu, and he's going to take care of something else, which is the Bogeres. But that's the Taz. The Beis Shmuel, on the side of the page in Evan Ezra, Simon Lamed Zayin, Sivkot and Lamed Ches, 26. Hainu Sha'omar Bitcha Mekudeshesli. Look what he writes here. Lafuke Das Rabbeinu Tam. This is to exclude the position of Tam. Shekosa V'im Omar Bitcha Mashma Hagadola Ka'omar. Okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if they're not meaning well, with Rabbeinu Tam we saw before in the Tosfos earlier in Kiddushin, right on Daf Nun Aleph, on Daf Nun Beis and Aleph, the Masvah Hilchos. So there, Rabbeinu Tam seemed to say that Mistamiya meant the older one because of this rule that we don't give the tzir before the we don't give the younger one over to marriage before the older one. And you see from says the Beis Shmuel, you see from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch here and this sugi and kedushin Daf Samach Dal, that's not the case. The Bogeris is obviously older than the Ktana by definition, and yet we say no, the Bogeris is not included. And we don't assume when the husband said without mentioning name or the Chosin said without mentioning name, it must mean the older one. We don't say that. So that's what the Beis Shmuel says. Lafuke das Rabbeinu Tam. So we actually have or seem to have conflicting sources, because the way the Rashbam learned with the story of Ben Oslochad, the Ben Tam learned the sugya on Daf Nun Aleph and Daf Nun Beis about Kedushin Shonim Silabia, that at least they do give credence to this idea. That you know the older one should be married first. The sugya daf samach dalad, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, at least in this case, doesn't mean they reject it altogether. But they're obviously not concerned about this problem. At least not in this case. We say the bogeris is not in the mix. The oldest daughter is not in the mix. What do you mean? I thought that's older. Doesn't matter. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. On the other hand, there are prominent authorities who say otherwise. The leket yosher. Leket yosher is a sefer minhagim. Collected by one of the Talmidim of the Trumas Hadeshin, Rishonim. Leket Yosher and Chelek Aleph Aruch Chaim, it's page Kuf Yud Zayin, Inyan Beis, that's how they divided up over here, because it's just pages. On 27, he writes, Gam Lovan, Af Al Pi Shehu Rasha, we're not giving Lovan suddenly great halachic authority, but even though Lovan was a Rasha, Mikol Mokom Omer LeYaakov Lo Yasa Kein Bimkomenu, Lo Seis Hatzir Lef Nebuchira, Ve Yaakov Lo Heishiv Lo Tshuva. Ela Karcha Chadin im Lovan. The Leket Yosher paskins that we don't find that Yaakov. What do you mean? What kind of stupidity is that? You don't marry. What kind of nonsense? He didn't say that. Yaakov did not respond to Lovan and tell him there's no such din, there's no such rule. What are you talking about? Okay, he didn't engage him on that subject. So that being the case, apparently in this particular, like I said at the outset, just because Lovan's a villain doesn't mean everything he says and does is no good. Okay, so apparently here, where the Leket Yosher says it, he said that in this particular case, Lovan was right, and that justifies the position of Balei Tosfos. The Tur in Simon Reish Mem Dalad discusses this other din of how people should be seated and so on at different types of gatherings, based on that same Gemara with the Bnei Slavchot. So the Tur writes in Simon Reish Mem Dalad of Yoredeya, Hoya biyachar chacham shemuflog b'chachma v'hu bachar. You have a person who's an outstanding Talmud Chacham, he's younger. Someone who's older, an elderly, a prominent older person, and so on and so forth. So who should sit at the head, and so on and so forth? It says, if it's a yeshiva shel din, a shel Torah, holachar achar chacham, okay, then achar chachma, right? Lahoshiva chacham, ubachar barosh, even though he's younger, give him the more prominent seat, let him speak first, and so on and so forth. However, if it's just a get together, a party, a wedding, or something like that, then holchem achar ziknum. And then again, he discusses how prominent the Chacham, how old the person. But in any event, that's the Tur Paskins based on that sugya. So it's in Baba Basra. So it's interesting. If you look in the Bach, there in your Ardeya Simon Reish Mem Dalet, no Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel 29, he says, Hayam Yachar, etc. This is the member of the Ami, Val Piperish Rashbam, and the Rosh quoted in Kedusha, which we saw. Okay, so the Bach now says, what does it mean, the Mesiba Shal Mishta, O Shal Nisuin? What exactly does that mean? That was the language of Rashbam also, back at the end of Source 10, the Rashbam and Baba Basra, Kuf Chof Med Aleph, Diva Maskel, the Mesiba Shal Mishta, the Hu Adin Le Nisuin. What do you mean, Hu Adin Le Nisuin? That's also a party. We have to specify, it's a bar mitzvah party, and it's a bas mitzvah, and it's a wedding, and it's a, I don't know, a graduation party, or what? I mean, what if they mention, why would they mention Nisuin? Okay, Tema, am I itzrich lefar shal nisuin? Tvei mishar misiba shal mishter. I mean, you said a mishter, a party. Okay, we understand. It means nisuin too. V'nira, says the Bach, the high shal nisuin hachi pirusha. It's this din. That's what it means, nisuin. Im achim o achayos, ya'asu lahem nisuin, afagav she'echad gadol mechaber b'chokma, lo yakdimu la'asos nisuin lekotin b'shanim neshu gadol b'chokma. He said, that's what it means, nisuin. It's misiba shal mishter, comma, and a different case is nisuin. You don't marry off a younger one, even though he might be a bigger talmid chokma, whatever. Okay, but rather you do it according to the age. Okay, even though he might be, the older one might be less of a chacham. The Hach Yisa Perikesh Nochlin, he quotes that Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kuf, Kuf Chaf, Gabi Ben Osofcha, and so on, and the whole story we saw, and he spells out the details, and we don't have to say it again. He quotes the whole Rashbam. At the end, he says, and the Rosh brings the Rashbam, and Kedushin Simil Perik, Al Simil Nandal, which we saw. And look at the last two lines of 29, Vizel Shekoso Gam Rabbeinu, Mesiba Shom Mishta, Oshon Nisun, Klomar, Im Yasi Nisun, Hochin Achar Hazikna, age first. Age before beauty, whatever. Age goes first. Well, Shiva Barosh. Huh?
Does this apply? Does this also apply all? Are you just talking about girls? Or are you talking about?
Actually, it's interesting. We don't.
There's a woo issue which comes into play then.
Yeah. But I, it's a good point. We'll see in a moment. Just look at the second line, okay, of that Bach.
It says, Hashim
O Achayos. It seems not to make a chilek. Okay, but that we'll come up with that. We'll come to that in a second. In a moment. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't really specify there in your Ardeya Simon Reish Mem Dalet Tzif Yud Ches, Source 30 just says, Hayo B'yachad and so on, Chacham and Nezok. And again, he mentions on the second line, Mesiba Shal Mishta O Shal Nisuim, Hochem Achar Zikna Lo Shiba Rosh. But he doesn't bring it about that it means wedding means the order of the wedding, the way the Bach did. And the Bach's point is well taken. Why do you have to single out Nisuin? So he says Nisuin means something different. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really quite say that. But the Shah and the Shach, but the Shach in Yud Gimel, there in Simon Reish Mem Dalet does. He says, "Kosav Abach near the high shel nisun hachi perushim achim o achayos." Again, he mentioned brothers or sisters, either one. Yasam nisum afagav shechad gol mechaber bechachma lo yakdimu lasos nisum lekotin b'shanim meishu gadol bechachma yakdimu lasos nisum legadol b'shanim age order. So the Shach. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say specifically. The Shach quotes the Bach that way. The Taz in Sivkotin Yud there in Simon Reish Mem Dalet also writes, "Umashma v'divir Rashbam." And so on. And so again, it would appear that they understand this din to be a real din. Okay. As far as the other psak in the Shulchan Aruch that we had earlier, where the Shulchan Aruch seemed to say about the Bogeris, you have to figure out maybe that was a different situation because of the mitzvah to marry off the younger daughter, whatever. You have to rectify the poskim. But you see anyway that these poskim also took the matter very seriously. There's another Taz earlier in Yoredeus in Reish Ches on a different matter, so you've got an Aleph. Okay, and so here he also brings up that issue, because it comes in kind of incidentally over there, but he quotes the Rosh, he quotes the name of the Rashbam. He writes in the second line there, the Vada Niskav Magdol came the Rova Olam Asim Magdol Tchila, and even though and Odom Rabbeinu Tam, okay, the otherwise, again, he quotes that Rabbeinu Tam, and look in his language, he says, three lines in the bottom of 33, the Alim Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam held very strongly. Because of the pasuk came in the krok sivlo yeser came in kamein. He says Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore when you don't specify, it's like you automatically said the older one, and let the Rosh in his image. Again, he said that's a din. It's interesting. The Or HaChaim puts in kind of important breaks on this. The Or HaChaim here in Parshas Vayetze Parachov Tes Pasuk Chavav. Okay, and Dibamas Vayomer Lovin Lo Yaser. He says, he doesn't understand, what do you mean Lo Yeah said we don't do that? Didn't he agree? Didn't Lovin agree beforehand? I mean, he made up a deal before, okay? He made a deal with him, so what do you mean, And therefore, he says also on the top of the next page, maybe he means, look, I would have been happy to keep my deal. But what can I do with the people? You know, I mean, the people in the neighborhood, I couldn't go against their will. Okay. But then he says, so that's the first thing he said, we saw already. Lovan, you know, Lovan's me, I'd be happy. What am I going to do? I can't fight City Hall. You know, that's what they do around here. What can I do? I didn't know about it. But then he says, V'yesh tono das, eich lo chosh Yaakov. How did Yaakov not worry about this? Okay. So he says, it's a din in the father. Okay. The father's not supposed to marry off an older one before a younger one. But if they do it on their own, or if the father, you know, they kind of bypass the father, so to speak, or if the father's mocha, then it's okay. That's what our Chaim learns. Okay. And therefore, it's clear when he asked for Rachel, he meant Rachel, and Lavan. You know, Lavan should have said, you know what the Archaim is saying? He's saying, if it's on the father, and since Lavan didn't say anything, then Yaakov, you know, what the Archaim is saying is that Yaakov fundamentally would have agreed to this idea, don't marry the younger one before the older one. I agree in principle, but you didn't say anything. So I thought, okay, so you're mochel or whatever, you know. In other words, it's not up, it's a din in the father, and since the father said it was okay, Lavan should have told him right away, I can't do that. I can't let you marry Rachel first. Okay, and either wait till he gets married or not. Yeah,
what? Jonathan Grossman comment over Shabbos.
Yeah,
he thinks that what was going on was that Yaakov, I'm trying to remember his precise words. Yaakov knew what was going on. He figured over the 7 years,
they get married.
Really married.
Yeah, yeah. So I mentioned that. Yeah, yeah. In a Hanami, And Hanami, right? I think I mentioned before. I said something before that he figured they'll marry an Amino, also marry somebody else. Yeah, okay.
Humility, out of humility, I always thought that it was just Lavan was being trickery. Like, you know, it's just okay, like he's being trickery. He's just using this as a rationalization.
That's
so. Then, like, I just always took it that way. But again, I don't know.
Sure. That's always a pashup shot. But anyway, But the other thing, the problem with the Archaim. The problem with the Archaim suggestion here is that it's really in the hands of the father, but that's a problem because the Benos Safchad, the father's already dead. That was the whole story. Why would we have any raya for Benos Safchad there? Avinu based by Midbar, that's how they start. The father's already dead, so he wasn't in the picture at all. So that's a little bit difficult in terms of the Archaim. So in other words, the Archaim is claiming that if the father, you know, it's a tiny for the, it's a job for the father. It's not my problem. The father agrees, I'm okay. The problem is that the whole story of Benos Safchad, there was no father anymore. And we saw there was, at least according to Rashbam, there was still a concern. So I just want to point out, I'm not going to dwell on it now, but if you look in the Archaim over there in Parshas Pinchas, Perchov Zion, Pasuk Aleph, Elish Mos Benosov, he learns the whole story differently. He doesn't accept the whole Rashbam. He says that, in fact, the order, the age order, was the one that's in Parshas Pinchas. Okay, and the other orders are different orders, and it has nothing to do with the order of getting married. That's what you'll read through that Archaim in 35, Parakov Zion, Pasuk Aleph. He says, again, it saves the question, why'd they switch? But he says he has a few problems with Rashbam's interpretation, okay, who says that in Parshas Pinchas, it was the order of the wisdom, and Parshas Masa, the order of marriage. He said, Mecha Tesa, okay, well, why would you assume like that? Okay, and he says he has a few problems at the end of the first paragraph. Ain't a drum near me, kama tamim. One, but who says that they were married in that order? And number two, you know, why didn't they marry? Mention the order, the age, the first time you meet them. That would make more sense. And he has a few kashas, and therefore, in this last paragraph, he said, I think that this, and it also works out better with the language of the Gemara, kan ulhalon. Khan should be Parshas Pinchas, Lahalon is later. Anyway, so basically he learns the whole sugi differently, and he says that the psukim and Parshas Pinchas are the ones in age order, in which case has nothing to do with marriage. So therefore, the Archaim can stick to his guns, what he says in Parshas Vayetze, that the whole issue is only with the father. Nothing to do with this, and I don't agree with the Rashbam. There is another interpretation. There's a sefer called Tchelitz Mordechai by the Maharsham of Bijan. Okay, it's one of the great poskim, late 1900s, early 2000s, Maharsham of Bijan. He has a collection of Chuvas, we'll see also shortly, Chuvas Maharsham, but he also wrote a parish on Chumash called Tchelis Mordechai. His name is Mordechai. His name was Avshalom Shvadron, the famous Magid from Yerushalayim, who died a few years ago, was his grandson. You know, Maharsham was one of these, I always like to give an example of Maharsham. You know, he was one of these Bekiyim, you know, one of these Rabbanim, you know, who knew all of Psak and so on. So, I think it was this story I may have told over one time. Someone asked a shaila to Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. So he asked a shaila, Reb Chaim said he had to think about it and so on. And so they didn't want an answer right away, so they sent the shaila to Marsham, and Marsham answered the Prima Gadim. If I remember correctly, the Prima Gadim is Mekel. He said it's a difficult Gemara, which is implies you should be Machmir, but the Prima Gadim is Mekel. And then the person came back to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, he has the answer. The Gemara says you should be Machmir. There's a difficult Prima Gadim that wants to be Mekel. That's the exact opposite derech of learning. You know, according to Reb Chaim, you go, but it says in the Gemara, there's a Shver Prima Gadim who wants to be Mekel. And he said, there's a Prima Gadim, there's a Shver Gemara. It says the other way. Okay, anyway, but that was the Marsham. So in the Sefer Tchelos Mordechai, he bases something on a Chidor, on the same Sefer Nachal Kedum that we mentioned earlier in Parshat Vayetze, you know, Tes and Yud, okay? He mentions a position from the Medrash somewhere, okay, that Rachel and Leah were actually twins. Okay, the Rachel and Leah were actually twins, like Yaakov and Esav were twins. Okay, and he has some from, he has Rabbeinu, I think that's Rabbeinu Ephraim of Germaiza, one of their Baal HaTosas. They have some sort of tradition, they were twins, and what he builds from here is that, you know, Rashi says in Parshas Toldos, in Perkofe Pasuk Chavov, I'm not going to go into genetics now, whatever the reproduction, in Source 37, you know, the Medrash HaGadol, Rashi quotes a Chumash in 37, that really Yaakov was from the first drop, you know the twins are, the drops fertilize the egg. So he said the example Rashi gives, if you take a small a tube, okay, and you put two stones in, so the one that goes in will come out, and then you turn it upside down to get them out. So the one that goes in will come out first, and the one that came out, when it's second, is going to come out first. So really, Yaakov's in the first. So, okay, so that's what he says. Based on this chidah, he wants to suggest that really Rachel was there for Leah was other twins, but Rachel was first, the same way Yaakov was first. Okay, so therefore he didn't think it was a problem, which would mean that fundamentally he agrees that you should not marry the older one, but he was like the same one. The problem, she was older the way he was older. Okay, from the first drop. And the problem is that the Chidor himself, somewhere else in a different sefer, Pnei David and Parshas Vayechi, and Os Yedzayin, again, there's all these funny midrashim. There's a medrash that every one of the Shvatim had a twin born with him, right? The twin girl. So the Pnei David says, how did Yaakov say about Reuven and the Broch of Reuven, your Kochi Rashis Oni, right? If the twin was born first and he came out first, that means the first drop was for the girl, right? All right, and he says that was only a special din by Yaakov. And I said, all right, we don't have to spend so much time on that, but the upshot of that Marsham is that Yaakov fundamentally agrees with the principle. In his Chuvas, let's turn out of 39, in his Chuvas, Shut Marsham Chele Gimel Simon Kuf Lamed Vav.
You got to ask on that.
Yeah.
Who cares about who was conceived first?
I understand. Okay, that's the right.
What are you going to say that the rite of Bechar and all that goes with it?
Right, goes by the
who came out. Because of conception first.
Yeah, some will make a difference between Peter Rechem and, okay, you're right.
It wouldn't make a difference in Peter
Rechem. I know.
Peter Rechem is the birth, not the conception.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right, but other things might make a difference. That's what I'm saying. So many years ago, when my oldest son became bar mitzvah, Pasha's taught, I think I spoke about that at the bar mitzvah. Anyway.
Your older son.
He's now more than 30, so a bunch of years ago. Anyway, so.
Maybe the younger one was born first.
No, they're not twins, but there was Parshas Toldos, and his name is Yaakov. That's what I spoke about. Anyway, be that as it may, the Marsham Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, his Chuvah is 39. Okay, he is asked this question. It was a second marriage. There was a girl who was 22 years old, and they made a shidduch with a Talmud Chacham. But there was a daughter from the earlier marriage who was 27 already, and we have to be concerned about this. And he said no. He says the older daughter was Makev and was complaining, and based on his din. And the person said to the Marsham, said, we don't have to worry about it. First of all, the father had already died. This was the second marriage, so he's not giving it over, but like we said before. And then the fourth line, Gamu Shasar Chak, because the older one's already 27. Ancient, right? Who knows? You're going to get a shidduch. Why should you block the shidduch of the second one? Okay. And so on. And she lost her father already. So, okay. And he quotes the story of the Ben Slavchan. Bottom line, though, he writes what's important for us, and maybe four lines in the bottom of 39. He writes, the Isser Zeh, Mark, this goes back to you, said, the Isser Zeh, Eirach Bichlal Nimus, the Derech Eretz. It's not a real din, okay? It's not a real din. You're not allowed to have the older one get married before the young one. It's not. It's a Nimus, the Derech Eretz, right? It's proper, it's Derech Eretz, you know, but if you have other compelling issues and so on, then they can take over and you don't have to worry about it. That's really what I want to bring out from that Marsham and Chele Gimel Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. The Chalkus Yaakov was of Breish from Switzerland, Eben Ezra Simon Ayin Vav. He was also asked this question. Odos Hashela imutu lachos atzira hamishudeches kralinase korom abechira. So in Os Aleph, he quotes the Shach. It's in Reshmam Dalad, the name of the Bach, that by weddings and so on, you have to do it by age. And he quotes a Tosfos Gedushin with Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and Rabbeinu Tam, you know, took the matter seriously. Okay, even though at the end it was Chose a little bit, but okay. Anyway, he said, "Valkarchok tzarich lomar delo shayach zvar delo shavik rak beisur gomor." How do you rectify this requirement with the fact? Oh, we mentioned before the father has more of a mitzvah with the daughter. Yeah, but if there's an isser, there's an isser, right? We said, I said before, the father has more of a mitzvah with the daughter who's underage, the ktana, the begaris. He has no shaychus over her anymore, no control over her, control over her. So therefore, he must mean the mitzvah, the younger one. But what do you mean? There's an isser involved. If there's an isser, how can you say that? So the Shulchan Yaakov, the Chalkas Yaakov says, oh, that's only a din, but the real isser, okay? And I gave some examples from the sugi over there. But here, it's not really a, it's eino rak azhor ba'alma rak mishum minig. It's only a minig, it's only a cousin. Like you said over there, we don't have to worry about it. There's also the most detailed tshuva I saw on the subject 41 was Tshuvas Afarkasta de Anyo, the Rav from Romania. It was like, I don't know if he was the chief rabbi, a major posik in Romania before the war and afterwards, before World War II, and afterwards lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he has Tshuvas called Afarkasta de Anyo. Afarkasta like a case or a kerchief, you know, a bundle. Okay, anyway, he says, Eben Chelek Gimel, Chelek Eben Ezer, Simon Reish Samach Vav, Imuto Lahasia Kotten, Kodom HaGadol. So he has several different approaches. One is somewhat of a Kabbalistic idea. Okay, he says, Lo Yasa Kane Bim Komeno, okay, Bim Komeno, yeah, because where you live, okay, look at the second line, because of the Efshar Kavanasa Bim Komeno Kuma Sitra Achra. That's the dark side, you know, the whatever. Yeah, where you live, it's full of Tumah and everything else. Where you live, that's the, you know, and you're governed by time and this kind of thing. Abba Kedusha, in matters of Kedusha, then we're not concerned about it. Okay? In other words, we're not worried about this. Danan b'didan leka k'peta klal b'kidma sazman v'leka l'melev b'dibrei lovan. Okay? We're not learning from Lovan, who was a source of Tumah and so on. And even though the Torah quoted it, okay, we learned from the fact that Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel, and therefore we're not worried about it. I love and said, Bim Komen, okay, a place of Tumah, go, I love, whatever, Bikesh, Lovan, Labisha, Bikesh, Lovan, Lakas, go, not learning halachom Lovan. So that's the one answer. Then he quotes the Marsham in the Chesavit Cheles Mordechai, which I just mentioned before, okay, where he says that, you know, that it's really, in a certain sense, Rachel was the oldest one, and therefore Yaakov would fundamentally agree with that principle, which he said didn't apply in his particular case. Okay, but on the top of the next page, he mentioned in the Tshuvas Marsham, which you just saw, that it's not really a din, but it's more a matter of Nimus and Derech Eretz and so on. It's not really Eino Din Gomor. Another issue in the third paragraph, and this is what Jackie was going to ask before, is there a difference when it's a son and a daughter, right? He's saying, Le'inyan bas uben soyer, okay, he quotes also in Shavuos Marsham, the ain le'akev nisu ha'ben, the chayav v'piri v'rivya, I don't know if that's what you were getting at, may godless abas, okay? A male is commanded in the mitzvah puruvu to procreate. Obviously, a woman is necessary, but she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So he has a mitzvah puruvu, so then you can't hold back him from marrying just because the daughter is older. Okay, and there's another mitzvah called L'Sheves Yitzora, where it's popular in the world, but it's not the same mitzvah. Okay, and they said that's why the Bach wrote two brothers or two sisters, but not brother and sister. When we saw the Bach before in the Shach, they said two brothers, two sisters, on the same footing. Okay, but not with a brother and a sister. Okay, and he also says, he adds, on this day, the Yeshua, the feel of a Bezach, Mechaz, Loma, Elaim, Shnei, Muchan, Lisuin. They're both ready to get married now, okay? Then we can say the older one should. But let's say just the younger one wants to. The older one's not ready to get married. You don't have to wait now for her to get ready to get married. So that's another teretz that he gives, okay? Then he quotes from a sefer. I'm not sure the sefer on Shovavim. Shovavim, the fast days, you know, have to do with sick children, whatever. It's just some article about that. But he mentions over there, the whole thing is a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus. And he brings a raya from a, and the last thing is, you know, about it being a goy, he brings a raya from a Gemara about Eo, Yerushalmi and Sota. I printed in 42, the Yerushalmi says in Sota, Parakeh Alachavav, the whole discussion, who was Eo anyway, and when did he live? All kinds of different opinions. The Bavli also, the Yerushalmi is in the greater detail. Who was Eo and when did he live? And the one opinion never did. The whole story is just a mushel. But we figure out who, so some say he lived in the days of Paro. He was one of Paro's three advisors together with Bilam and Yisro. although that would make Bilam extremely old by the time he's killed later on in the Torah, but to do the math, okay, Bilam was an advisor to Paro when he first had the plot to kill the boys. That's before Moshe was born, and then he was, you know, then it was all the years in Mitzrayim, and Moshe was born after 80 years, another 40 years in the Midbar until Bilam lived. You know, the idea that the Medrash says, well, Bilam gave the worst advice, he was killed. Oh yeah, but he lived till over 120. Okay, you know. All right, but anyway, that's not my issue now. But the fact is that who was Eov? When did he live? And so on. So there's another story that Eov lived in the time of Purim. And Megillas Esther, because it said that Eov had the most beautiful daughters in the world. When do we ever find there was a contest to find the most beautiful girls in the world? When Achashverosh had that, these are all opinions. So one opinion is in Sota Parakel Chava 42, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me'ole Gola Haya, he was among the Jews who came back from the Golas and Babel, but Yisrael Haya, and he was Yisrael, and therefore Lefum Kane Rabbi Yochanan Laman Menu Hilchos Avil, the Dinam of Avelos, which are learned from Eov, who suffered Avelos. The Karban Eda explains there, Sota Parakel Chava 43, Yisrael Haya Velom in Hanil Male. It's not the other non-Jews who accompanied him back. And therefore, since he was Israel, Rabbi Yochanan learned Hilchos Ovel, Din Kriya, other things you'll learn from Sukkim in Eov. The Pnei Moshe also mentions over there that Rabbi Yochanan held it was Israel Mamish, and therefore it was okay to learn Hilchos Ovel from him. The Medrash and Brachos Rabbah and Parsha Vayera, Parsha Nun Zayin, Oz Gimel, Olsim, and Gimel also writes that, you know, we learn various different dinim of Kriya and Birchas Avelim. Other things about Avelis are learned from Eov. And you have to do Kriya standing up because it says, Vayakam Eov. When you do Kriya, after the death of a relative, you tear your garments, you're supposed to be there standing up. Okay, that's learned from Eov. So the fact that we learn from Eov is because of Yisrael. So the Afakasa de Anya in that previous tshuva back in 41 was saying, "What? Why are they insisting? Well, because he was Jewish, that's why we can learn the halacha from him." Evidently, you know, we're not learning halacha from Lavan and from somebody who wasn't considered a Jew. So therefore, that's another reason to dismiss this idea. Others point out, but it doesn't look that way from the Sefer Chassidim. Others point out, let's remember this is all Kodem Matan Torah. This is all before Matan Torah. So the fact is that's not enough of a dismissal. I digress a little bit in the sources. I think it's interesting. I won't spend too much time on it because I want to see the more contemporary tshuvas to finish up. But in the Sefer Chassidim, in Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, it talks about feeding your animals before you feed yourself. So it says when it comes to thirst, 46, when it comes to thirst, you serve humans first, then animals, because the Pasuk by Rivka, right? She said, you drink something to Eliezer when he came to the well. You drink and then I'll give you animals, right?
Eved.
Huh?
Eved.
Well, okay. We identified Eliezer, not specified in the Chumash. But Tomei love, gam atoshte v'acharkach gam golech ashke. Okay? On the other hand, and also, by the way, when Moshe hits the rock with the water, it says, v'hishkisa sa'eda v'esbiram. You feed the people, then they're animals. On the other hand, when it comes to food, okay, you give people first, because again, they gave the Eved by Itain Tevin and Spolak Balim. They gave food to him first, and then sat down. And then they sat down to eat. Or the Pasuk in Kriyas Shema Asati Esav Bishar Chaliv Hem Techov Yachalta Vizavata. Then, all right. Anyway, based on this, by the way, the Gemara has in Brachos Mem Amud Aleph that telling you talk in the middle of after Nefil Shadayim. Right, Torah Bruch, before you said the Bracha or before you made Hamotzi, you can tell somebody to feed your animals because you have to feed that. That's considered a Tzorech. It's not a Hefsik. Right, I have the Rashi over there. The Rambam brings the Hechos Brachos Parak Aleph Halacha Ches. Okay, Kol Brachos Kun Lo Yafsik Ben Abracha Ben Adovish Marachan Alav. Unless there's a need, okay, Mhifsik something else that the Hefsik has to make another bracha. But one of the examples is if you say to bring salt because you need salt to the table, or if you say to Michael Abahema feed my animal, that's considered has to be done first. Okay, and the Rambam Hechos Avodim Parak Tes Halacha Ches said they gave the Chacham Rishonim. Would give their avodim and also their animals before they ate themselves. Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Samach Zayin Sivvav. All these dinim appear over there. And the Magen Avraham says, when it comes to food, you give the animals first. When it comes to drinks, and the Mishabura, the Machzah Shekel says, where do we learn it out from? So that's what I want to get to. All this was to get to the Machzah Shekel 53 and Arachaim Sim Kuf Samach Zayin Sivkot and Yurches. And that Magen Avraham, the Kedashkim Rivka. Now you might wonder why you know it's before Matan Torah. So he says, Umidikosva Kra. If the Torah bothered to say it, it must be to teach us a din. It must be to teach us something. That's what Machzah Shekel says. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah also in Sifkat Mem brings this din down. And the Bir Halacha, if you're interested in this subject, and again, it's not the major point of the Shia, so I'm glossing over this so quickly. The Bir Halacha, and there in Sivov, in Simkuf Samach Zion, in the Masmi Komokum discusses whether this din is a real din Doraisi. You have to give the animal first, din Rabbanon. The Rambam seems to say just the Chachamim Rishonim used to do it. Okay. Anyway, if you're interested in that subject, say you have some Makoros about it. But back to our issue, what the Machzor Shekel and others say is, if it's in the Torah and the Torah bothered to record it, then it must be supposed to learn from it, and therefore it's a halacha. And that's how, in a different tshuva, the same Romanian Talmud Chacham, in the tshuva Safar Kasid, his last name was Sperber. I don't know if he's related to the contemporary Rav in Eretz Yisrael who put out the Sefer on Minhagim. But anyway, this Romanian Rav in Afar Chasid Anya Chelik Dalet Choshen Mishpat Simin Shin Yud Aleph discusses this topic again, and he quotes the different opinions, and he says that what the halacha is, and he also mentions about there's a couple of other sources he quotes. The last paragraph, I thought it stood for Torah Tumimah, tough, but I didn't find it Torah Tumimah, so I'm not sure. Okay. But he says, he also mentioned the fact that the Torah says you must have to learn from it. Okay. But he says that the fact that Yaakov was willing to do it, came in Shurotza, Dafkutana, Sugamala Av, Enamutal Kach Orach Ara. It's a matter of Orach Ara. Again, Derech Ara, it's the way people normally behave. Okay. And it's an interesting point also, all right, that the Chelkus Yaakov in Simon, Mem Aleph writes in 57, Lafian is Daiti Ain Bisham Rai. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, Gufe, Bisham Sober, Shain Lasharach Atsilfna Bechira, Mishum Lasak Nomeno, like the Rashbam and Baba Basra, and that's the Shach and everybody brings. So, one second. So, he Taka wonders, how do you rectify that? And that I want to come to that with the Sugi about the Bogeris. And let's remember the Sugi on Daf Samach Dalad, which we saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that and so on. If you're a Mekadosh, a woman Stam, if a man is marries off his daughter Stam, doesn't say which one. So the Sugi on Kiddush and Samach Dalad says it's the one he is obligated to take care of, namely the Ktana, and not the Bogeris, even if the Bogeris made him a Shliach. So that again, as we saw, would seem to fly in the face. So we saw it to steer in Sugis, but still the Shulchan Aruch brings that down. So that's the halacha. So why do we dismiss the Bogeris? That should be a raya against the Benetam, against this whole concept. It's a stark raya against it. So the Chelkas Yaakov says, no. He says maybe he mentions that it's only a minig, right? It's, the whole thing's only a minig anyway. But it could be, and others say this as well, that no, that's only when they were both ready to get married at this point. In other words, when you have both. That's what the Kassian said it before also, okay? That if you have two daughters that are both, they're both engaged. We'll use the English term engaged today. And now it's a question, you're planning the wedding, which one should you make first? So then you make the older one first, okay? But if the one is engaged and the other one's not ready to get married yet or doesn't have a shidduch yet, so then you don't have to hold up the other one. You follow the idea? In other words, that's... I'm sorry, that's not the Chalkos Yaakov. Chalkos Yaakov just says that it's only a minute. But I forgot now who says it. I may have skipped it over by mistake. I think that Vakasanya said it's only when both are holding by getting married. If they're both holding by getting married, you're just planning when do you plan the event? When do you plan the wedding? So it's Derech Eretz, the older one should get first, but not if that's not the case. Just to finish up, three more recent tshuvas will finish. The Klausenberger Rebbe, Adira Yatziv, Chelek Eben Ezra Simon Tess, Nisui Abbas Kodom Lachia Habachor, written in Kiryat Sanz. Okay. He says, first of all, when it comes to a boy, there's Oz Gimli writes, Agami Shumitzis Pervi Rivadis Bay, Mashain Kambachoso. Okay. So therefore, maybe with two daughters, it's Mistaber not to let the older one get married, but not with a son or a daughter. And then he writes in Osei, Ubinidin Hakim Abbasim Amen Shu Bechor, Lacharnish is a Yosef Homer, came to the Chul Amar Bechor, Yeshiva the quote of him, Achim. There is a din. He's supposed to respect the older brother in the family. I was like that one. I'm the oldest. So not there are exceptions to the rule. But basically, that's a question whether the sister has that same requirement or not. So when you're dealing with two boys, even if it's two boys, maybe then also we have another din of covered. You shouldn't let the younger one get married first. But certainly not with a daughter and a son. And not only that, but he says in Osvav, realistically, he writes, you know, the male, the avera, hirurim, you know, sexual drive and so on is an issue to, if you're going to wait to get married. Okay. And then in Pasuk Zion, what if the older one is sitting and learning? He's not ready to get married yet, right? He's not ready to settle down. He's in the yeshiva. So that's why he wants to wait. And certainly if the Bechor is Mochel, he writes in Yud Gimel, and in Yud Dalet, he says all of this is talking about married. Okay. But if it's just L'shadech, just to make a shidduch, that's certainly okay. And he quotes in the Igor Sofer, in the Chassam Sofer, wanted to, all right, the Chassam Sofer also in the letter, he said it, he wanted to do it, but Mikra didn't, it's not necessary. 59 is the Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Eben Ezra Chelek Beis, Simon Aleph, okay, Bo'at Tzoyer, Ba'ach Tzoyer, Im Yochol Lisa, Isha Kodem Achiv Agodol, Kish Achiv Makbid. The older brother was Makbid. So now what happens? Okay, so, Moshe goes to it, and he says, "Poshiv on his day to dafel chatchila yochol ach tzar lisa isha af she'achiv agadol lo nizdamad anayin ish l'sena," because he has a mitzvah upon himself. How can you say he should be docha his mitzvah just because the other brother doesn't want to do it? He can't be mekayim mitzvah because the older brother, okay, and he doesn't think, and especially if he has a shidduch already, and it's, well, you have to make them all wait because the older brother's not married yet, he doesn't think that it's right, and. And he says, he's the one who says, right. He says, those who quote the Shach and the Bach and so on, who say you go by age order, he said, no, that's kishon, second line of the last page. B'sha'om dim shnei ha'achim, what I just said before. B'sha'om dim shnei ha'achim la'asos nisuin shekvar nishtadchu shneim. V'anidon hurak le'inyan kovod eze nisuin yas t'chila. Right, then we say the older one first. But I said before, I thought it was Nechokos, I forgot. It's in this Ramosha. Ramosha, when he says that whole sugya, it's only Toma, they're both holding by getting married. They're both engaged, both ready to get married. So then we'll follow what the Bach says, Nisuin, do that first. Okay, that party will be first. Okay, the older one's party first. That's it. But if the Avobu Imagodol, Eilo, Adayin, Ishul, he hasn't found the Shidduch yet, even though he's older, and even though he's a big Tamar Chacham, he's a much bigger Tamar Chacham, who cares? Okay, you don't have to, the younger one doesn't have to wait. And he doesn't have to mevatel his mitzvah. And there's no kavod that's required over here and so on. And he brings a raya mochrachas on the sugya kiddushin with the case of the bogeris, like I said before, if you take it literally, not like the chakos yakos, there's only a minig. Okay, at the end, the Moshe writes, and it's true that the father shouldn't worry about it, okay, and should let the younger one get married first. End of the second last paragraph. Lachin borer she'ach hatzor ain olimonami l'asim b'shul achiv u'masha omer achiv shu tzar gadol. The brother said it's going to cause him great pain. Basically, Moshe says, oh, get over it. Okay, that's what he says. You know, the jealousy and so on. He says the father should help him. He said, unless you have a chashash that the older brother is going to get physically sick from this, it's such an extreme case. But he says, what's he worried about in the last paragraph? That he, you know, a lot of people don't get married right away. No one's going to know. He doesn't have to be embarrassed. It could be he wants to sit and learn longer. It could be other reasons why he doesn't get married. No one's going to find it to be so strange. And therefore, maybe he wants to get a parnosa first. He may have other reasons that doesn't apply. And therefore, Moshe says the whole thing is out. The Minchas Yitzchak, the last tshuva, Chelech Chesim Kuv Chaf Hei, in Surah 60, disagrees with Moshe's assertion that I mentioned before, it must only be talking about when they're both holding by getting married. Okay, that's what Moshe, that makes a lot of sense. He says the whole concern is only when they're both holding by getting married, they both have shidduchim already, then we matter which party to make first, but not when the young one doesn't have. But he says, but that's a little strange, he says, because by the Benos Slavchad, again, he says, by the Benos Slavchad, it looks like they were all ready to get married at the same time. They married their cousins and so on, but yeah, we were concerned about it over this. He doesn't think that's a good raya, but the raya, the second raya about the Bogaris, he thought that's a very good raya, machrachas. The best thing would be, and as the end, okay, hopefully the brothers or the sisters, whoever this gets along. So he says, at the end of 60, Hadinim Abein Atzor, the younger one can get married. I agree with the Moshe's Pesach. Mikol Mokka Bevada Hecha De Efshal Levakesh Ma'agodo Shal Yimchol Akadimas Atzor Bevada Yishlasus Kain. If you can get them to be Yimochel, that would be the best thing. So that's those are the cards. I just want to say, in conclusion, I wish I had it. And I looked a little, I don't even know where to find it. Many years ago, many years ago, I was in the Maris Machpelah when I was in Eretz Yisrael. And, like any other shul, there's tons of papers always lying around, you know, different divrei Torah from every which political group and every which, Chassidish sect, and I always got divrei Torah. So I was there, whatever, Dai Mincha, whatever I was there for. So I was looking at some of the papers, and there was a paper there that had a list of a whole group of Gedolei Yisrael either they got married before the younger one or the wife. They had a whole list of people. I wish I couldn't take it. It was like sitting on a, there was only one copy and it was sitting there. I probably should have taken it, but I didn't. And so apparently there are enough reasons that we can say that although we don't simply dismiss this just because Lovin said it, nevertheless, perhaps it's a minig, it's min hanimus, and if there are compelling reasons otherwise, it's perfectly mutter for the younger child to get married before the older child, and one doesn't have to worry about it. Okay, a good day.